This is The Status Bro.
You take a model man and put him in control.
Welcome back to The Status Bro, streaming live on RNCN and RealNewsCN.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined in studio, as always, with Zach D. Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's going on?
We have a ton of stuff to get to today.
All good things.
Oh, and I guess for the time being, we are still on 1190. Talk Radio 1190.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, not sure what's going on there. You know, iHeart.com, iHeartRadio app as well. Anyway, we have Zach's news on the table. I want to talk about the study that says that drinking can help you lose weight. Also, I want to discuss there are 8 common excuses women give for avoiding sex. I have a strong feeling I've heard all 8, but I haven't read through the article yet, so we're going to kind of guess what some of them are. We'll read through that. Also, another study says it's scientifically proven that there are 6 physical features that men cannot resist on a woman.
Really?
We're going to run through those. Also, an explanation of why your skin looks terrible after a night of drinking. This is one I researched recently because I looked in the mirror one morning and was like, Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
Your skin looks terrible after a night of drinking.
It really does. Maybe you're still a Youngblood Lewis. Maybe you haven't hit. This hasn't happened to you.
Well,
yet,
no, I would get it. You're dehydrated. We'll talk about it.
You walk in. I swear there are days where you look like you hit the wall.
Look like you woke up in the bar.
A common theme on our show recently is the many virtues of coconut oil.
Right.
We've talked about cooking, all kinds of benefits to the bedroom.
We haven't really talked about cooking with coconut oil.
No, not really. But there are many benefits.
We briefly mentioned it.
But some Burmese people are taking it a little bit too far.
Really?
They are, for some reason, filling their region with it.
Which region?
Sort of like injecting it into your junk.
Oh, I thought you meant like an enema.
I know, there's hardly a delicate way to say that. An enema would be more normal to me.
Right.
That actually almost makes sense.
Not really, but yeah.
Well, I've heard about like coffee enemas
sure,
and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think the coconut oil isn't any more weird than that.
Okay.
I mean, a morning java to the beehole doesn't exactly seem...
These people are injecting.
Conventional.
Like with syringes?
Yeah, well, look at the picture. I mean, it's kind of what it suggests. It's like a... syringe.
Yeah, that's a syringe and some
not
coconuts.
Like a needle syringe, but the kind of you would have to like give a kid like oral medicine, you know, that kind of syringe where it just like fills with liquid.
It kind of looked like a needle.
You think it's a needle?
I'm not sure. I didn't really get a good
We'll get into the full article. I was going to kind of tack that on to the Zach's news.
Gotta be honest, yeah, anytime anybody's using syringes for anything, I'm not into it ever.
Yeah.
Like just not nope. I don't care what the thing is, really. It's just, it's not for me.
Just want to steer clear of the needles?
Yeah, I went to the doctor recently and had some blood taken. And yeah, that was like a nightmare for me.
Yeah, that's right, because you've been paranoid about a couple of things. You
Dude,
got
the health sneaks up on me, man. Like, when my car hit 100,000 miles, I know I made this joke last week, they said things would start going wrong, and it did. Dude, like, I feel like as soon as I turned 24, like, things really started going south for me. Like, my knee kind of hurts now. I got a weird cough.
But no,
like,
nobody ever says that. I mean,
well,
you're too young to be having these problems.
I just feel like that's what's happening to me.
At my age, it may be a little bit more legit. And I don't even think it's that legit for me. I'm still young.
Yeah.
I consider myself pretty young. I'm young at heart, certainly.
You're a young guy.
My liver is probably like 53, but everything else is tip top as far as I'm concerned.
It's in it for the long haul.
Also, this was interesting. It was just crazy sex facts I saw on Vice. And I burned through a couple of them, and they were pretty surprising. So if we have some time, I think we might touch on those
Vice
a little bit.
Vice sex facts.
Yeah. Like, all right. Here, let me just toss one at you real quick.
Yeah, please do.
Over the course of 2 weeks, a single human male produces enough sperm to impregnate every fertile woman on Earth.
I don't believe
that. I mean,
that.
That's kind of insane.
I don't.
It's science.
In the same way, like, do you ever see...
Bill Nye validated this.
Did you ever hear that, like, if you took somebody's intestines out, like, completely, you could wrap it, like, around a house? I don't believe that. I'm like, no, I don't.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I don't know the science behind it to dispute it, of course. I can't see that adding up.
Bill Nye and Dr. Drew tell me it's legit, then that means it's gospel.
Plus, enough...
I'll take it to the bank.
I guess if you're talking about
the sperm bank.
The individual sperm per individual woman on the planet, then yeah, maybe. But even still, that seems like a lot. We got, what, 7 billion people on here?
Yeah.
That's 3.5 billion sperm.
Well, there's no way I have that good of sperm.
No.
I'm pretty confident.
I don't think so.
Any kind of activity they say can impact the male fertility, very much enjoy partaking in.
Well, yeah, who doesn't?
I mean, you know, bad diet, occasional smoking, drinking, all those kind of things. Sure. Yeah, they even say boxer briefs can reduce fertility.
Right, because of...
And I wear those.
What is that, airflow? Is that what that is?
I don't know. I thought it was some kind of like constriction of the ball bag due to the fabric. I don't know.
You remember the Seinfeld episode from that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
They were talking about just briefs, though.
Boxers, briefs. Well, nothing at all, really, going commando. That was Kramer's thing.
I did that once when I was forced to, but it was I found it very uncomfortable.
You were forced to go commando?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I was actually out of town for a wedding. I was at a hotel, and I had all my stuff packed.
Uh-huh.
You know, I went and showered and everything, and I put on my underwear, and I was wearing black boxer briefs, and I had white jeans were part of my outfit.
And you can see through?
Absolutely.
Through jeans?
Through the white jeans.
Through jeans?
Through jeans.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't think you could see through that.
So I had no choice but to stand the boxers. And yeah, I think it made me uncomfortable because I thought maybe people could see my junk through it, but I don't think so. You couldn't really, but still, it just felt weird to me. It felt creepy.
You're a proponent of the the manscaping, school of manscaping, as I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, so you were fortunate there. It could have been way worse.
Right. Well, you're saying like the darkness of the bush could have shown through
exactly,
the
undies? Exactly, yeah. You're a tall, dark, and handsome kind of guy. That could have come back and bit you.
If I was packing a shrub down there, people probably would have been able to see.
Packing a shrub.
And in that situation, I don't know what I would have done.
No, you're doomed, I guess.
I think my best I go down to like the little hotel. I'm sure they have a shave kit, some like god awful razor,
some like dollar store Bic razor or something.
Then I end up wearing the white jeans and have like the little blood spots bleeding through. Like,
you might just vie for the boxers at that point.
But no, everything actually worked out okay. But I just had to ditch the undies.
Huh?
That actually happened to me twice.
Really?
Yeah.
The only time I've ever had to like strictly work commando is sometime when like I go to the lake with some friends or something and like take a change of clothes and I don't know, it somehow works out, my boxers get wet when I get out of the water or that happens, but never at a wedding.
How do you feel about wearing boxers with your swim trunks?
I
always thought it was really douchey.
Dude, I'm not so into it. I'm really not, and I don't do it normally. Recently, I bought a pair of swim shorts from the Navy of an old variety, and they don't have any kind of liner in it. I understand this is some kind of dispute amongst dudes.
Oh,
dudes
I cut
want
the netting
out. Yeah, netting. I've always worn something with netting. I kind of don't want to now, but I feel like if I don't, I should have something like boxers. You're on the opposite side of the fence. You want no netting, no nothing.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, the netting sucks.
If you're sitting down for like a while and it makes like an imprint and like my butt cheek has the texture of a cheese grater. Oh, I hate it.
Looks like road rash.
Yep. I mean, a lot of times if I buy like a nicer and like a swimsuit from like J. Crew's or something like that, it won't have netting. But when I go for like the quick solution to get a Target, like $12 swimsuit, always has the netting.
You just cut it out.
And I have to cut it out.
That's nuts.
But I never do the underwear underneath thing.
No.
Because I have this method, my whole family does it, we have forever, because remember, we were all swimmers.
Right.
Called the squat.
Huge webbed hands and feet.
Yeah exactly. I'm like Aquaman, or the Creature from the Black Lagoon. So it's this whole method where you like wrap the towel real tight and then like squat down, and I'm telling you, it dries you so fast, you're practically dry afterwards.
Really?
And if you have boxers underneath, those are still going to be soaking wet if they're the cotton variety.
That's the whole problem. You see, most swimsuits are designed to dry pretty quickly. They're made out of some kind of like plastic or nylon or polyester, something, some kind of cotton blend or whatever that dries quickly. If you're wearing cotton boxers underneath, it just doesn't work.
I don't know how we got onto this. Well, we have more of these facts when we come back, but we have to take a break, Zach. Tease some of your stories coming up next.
Tell some of my stories. The new Doom game came out, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
The crew from Sunny announced that they offered some woman on Twitter to come on the show. This girl from high school is kind of cool.
Yep.
And not bad. Still working on the rest of it, so I'll keep you posted.
All right, that sounds good. I'm going to talk about the study that says drinking can help you lose weight. Also, the 6 physical features of women that are irresistible to men. Also, some of these crazy facts. A lot coming up after the break. You're listening to The Status Bro.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Just as creepy as me, I didn't go to boarding school. You're listening to RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro. Bro, streaming live on RNCN, realmcn.com. We're also on Talk Radio 1190. I'm Kevin Ebeling in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, some people out there listening right now will be like, God, Zach really dropped the ball, slacked on the news this week. You know, we're really disappointed. That's not actually what happened.
I don't think anybody was thinking that until just now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you. We had to kind of put the show together ragtag last minute
this
week.
Last minute thing.
Yeah, right up to the last second, we're still looking for material.
We made the Facebook post about going live minutes before we actually started because it was like, hey, we have time. We got an hour on a Friday. Let's squeeze in a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. Initially, we weren't even going to do one. So, I think this is all a great time.
I do too, and I'm glad to be here. I always am. Once we get rocking and rolling, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some news?
I got a couple of news.
I like
stories.
When we touch on video games sometimes.
I don't really have a whole lot to say about Doom. I don't. I haven't played it. You haven't played it.
No.
Apparently, the single player is good. The multiplayer sucks. There's Doom.
Which I'm delighted to hear.
Yeah. You're not a big multiplayer guy.
Well, Doom, I mean, I was a Doom fan as a kid. You know, I date back to the beginning days of gaming. The first video game I ever beat, I was 6 years old on the regular Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny's Birthday Blowout.
That was your thing.
Yep. Taz was the final boss.
Birthday Blowout.
Very satisfying. Doom, I believe, rose to popularity through PC, correct?
Yeah, but dude, the original Doom was on everything.
Yeah.
The original Doom was on like every console.
You can get it for your iPhone now.
Yeah, you can play it on a T85 calculator. Yeah. Or TI-84, I'm sorry.
It's one of those games where every time there's a new rendition, people get excited about it, like Wolfenstein.
Right.
Or, God, what's another one of those ones like that? Like, Quake.
Quake is, Wolfenstein, Quake, and Doom. All made the same company. Yep, yep. Id. And yeah, they're all super popular.
Fallout, people always get excited.
Of course.
Yeah, all right. Well,
so yeah, that's the video game story.
Are you going to check it out?
Yeah, probably.
I got a question.
Shoot.
Back in the day, I used to Redbox video games for 360. Has Redbox finally evolved where you can get Xbox One and PS4 games?
Yeah, but the selection sucks.
The selection sucks, yeah. And I bet a lot of the time you can't actually get it.
Yeah, they'll have stuff like Call of Duty, which I don't care about, and they'll have a couple other hits that, like, they'll have stuff like Fallout. I'm like, that game takes like 100 hours to beat. I'm not going to Redbox that.
Not to mention you probably have to install like 40 gigs of data.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a total waste. Plus, people scam Redbox all the time with video games.
It's like after the popularity of Mad Max Fury Road. I love that flick.
Yeah.
And I heard that the video game is actually decent.
Right.
That's something I would check out at the Redbox, not buy.
Right.
But I'm guessing that's a game you'll never get at the Redbox.
No, they don't have it.
Any of our listeners, if you can get Mad Max at the Redbox, please let me know, because I'll probably check that out.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, Zach, what else you got? You got one more?
Yeah, I got two more, actually. This one's very brief. The gang from Sunny invited this girl from Pennsylvania.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah, to be on their show. This girl in Pennsylvania got busted at her prom and got kicked out of her high school prom because she wore a suit to prom instead of a dress. And that was unacceptable.
Because is this because she's some sort of a transgender?
I have no idea. I would assume, of course, but I didn't actually look that far enough into it.
It's prom, so I'm wondering, is it like a tux?
It was like a tux.
Like a black tie.
Rob Micheleni, the guy that plays Mac and the creator.
One of the creators,
Tweeted her and he said, hey, we're going to be shooting over in Pennsylvania at some point. You mind coming on the show? And she tweeted back like, you're kidding. And he was like, no, absolutely serious. Like, we'll totally have you on the show, suit and all. And then the chick who plays Dee, who's his wife
that
in real life.
That is
the same way. She's like, yep, we'll totally do a scene together, would be great. I don't know if they're gonna make a joke out of it or what, but I mean, it's cool that they're gonna do that.
Dude, if they invited me on Sunny for any reason, if it's just straight up to goof at me and I'm like the butt of the joke for the entire episode, I'd love it.
Yeah, no, that tweet from Rob got retweeted like 1,000 times with everybody just like, dude, please let me be on Sunny for anything. Like
It doesn't matter if you get goofed on. It's one of those things like you brought up to me recently. We were watching a couple of those videos. I mean, this is a little bit old now, but God, it still cracks me up every time. The video of the guy falling for 9 seconds in the snow. If anybody hasn't seen this,
it's
a guy slipping and sliding, trying to regain his balance in the snow for 9 seconds.
Nine perilous, terrifying seconds.
And to his credit, he never actually falls.
No, but which is incredible.
It is a hilarious blunder to watch.
Right.
And then people made all kinds of memes and stuff out of it, and we're like, that guy probably hates this.
Yeah.
Where you and I think, to be immortalized through a GIF or a meme or something like that, I would love it.
Yep. Yeah, if you guys take any video or photo of me or whatever and turn it into a meme, I don't even care what it's about, I will still think that's cool.
I think the same thing applies to if I was on Sunny and they wanted to make a gag out of me or they wanted to goof on it, I would love it.
Yep. that thing will go down in internet history, and that guy is fortunate to be that way, even though he probably hates that he's on the internet for slipping and falling for 9 seconds. I got one more story.
I'm sure there's plenty of people, though, who wouldn't care. Who
no,
don't like Sonny.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and I are huge Sonny
Why
fans.
Is that? You know, I posted a lot of stuff about Sonny or from Sonny from our show's page. Never gets any traction.
Never.
None of nobody who listens to our show likes Sonny.
I mean, I know my brother and sister do, but on, outside of that, you're right. I don't know that many people who watch it, and I love it.
I think it's one of the greatest shows ever.
Me too.
I really do.
It's probably, I would say it's probably my favorite comedy of all time.
Yeah. I thought it was brilliant. Last year, it won an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy on Television, and none of the Sonny crew was there to pick it up.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
They claimed...
it's like, where were they when... I kind of like that. It's kind of their style.
They went on late night, Jimmy Kimmel or Conan or something, and Charlie Day said straight up, they're like, we didn't even know we were nominated. We had no idea. Like, that we were all watching TV when that popped on. I was like, oh, well, I guess we should be there to pick that up. Like, we had no idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just how Sonny goes, I guess. I think it's a brilliant show.
One of our listeners just messaged me, my mom.
Oh, yeah?
She made the point that being immortalized, I guess we can kind of throw Johnny some credit there. I mean, being in a Super Bowl commercial is kind of immortalizing if it's one that's
absolutely,
that people got some traction on.
Yeah.
That's good.
I thought it was so cool.
That's probably better than being the guy who falls for
the around the station or on the internet, I'd hear somebody be like, hey, dude, you guys see that awesome Mountain Dew commercial? And I was like, that's so cool that Kevin's brother is in that. Yeah.
I remember several times over at the station, being in one of the studios and on the TV, that commercial come out, somebody say something about it, like, oh, yeah, that's my brother.
Yep.
Everybody always thought I was joking. And I'm like, why would I make that up?
People thought you were kidding. It's like, no, look at that dude. Like, you look kind of similar.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah,
no, that really is. That's my brother. So,
You're fortunate that you actually kind of look like your siblings. I look nothing like my sister. Complete opposite.
Another listener just messaged us and said the guy slipping on the ice isn't funny. And I have to disagree.
Wow.
I mean, you heard me sitting here in gut busting belly laughs, watching that. I was worried that other people in the office were going to think I was a lunatic.
Yeah, no, if you guys ever want to get a good laugh out of Kevin, show him one of those those memes. Anyone.
Dude, the one where it looks like he's lightsaber fighting is great. The hockey one, hilarious.
The one where it looks like he's dodging bullets.
My personal favorite, the one where it looks like he's dodging bullets. We're going to post a couple of these from the show's page so you guys can hear what we're talking about.
You guys feel free to not like them. We'll laugh anyway. I got one more story for you.
All right, shoot.
George Zimmerman. Making the rounds lately. Again, of course, because he's auctioning the gun he used to blast away Trayvon Martin. Which is, say with that what you will, but he's been trying to auction it, and a whole lot of gun sites that he's been trying to auction on are turning it down because they don't want the heat. They don't want the political whatever fallout.
I heard that, and I wanted to make a meme of it, of him saying, I have the gun that killed Trayvon Martin, and then a picture of Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars being like, best I can do is $50.
Yeah, right. Best I can do is $8.
That would be a great Pawn Stars episode. That guy goes in there and tries to sell that thing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That would be brilliant.
Who does Rick Harrison call in to appraise the gun that killed Trayvon Martin?
I would love to watch the clip of them trying to make a deal with him. Best I can do is $50. Come on, this thing was huge. Yeah, no, but it they finally landed an auction website on unitedgungroup.com. Bidding started at $5,000, opened up last night, and of course the internet jumped on it, and bidding leapt immediately to $65 million. The head runner of that guy who bid the most, a guy named Racist McShootface.
Shocking that guy was a racist.
To
him, that's like the Holy Grail.
Racist. Well,
I think the Ark of the Covenant.
I think he's an internet troll. I think that's the joke. Racist McShootface. And that. I mean, I
you
could
don't
be
think
wrong.
It's really
though.
A guy who's got $65 million to drop on.
$65 million. Yeah. Dollars. Yeah.
Probably
no.
Not.
Other honorable mentions who have been blasting this auction way out of proportion include, and I don't even know if I can say these on the air, but I'm gonna go for it. Weed Lord Boner Hitler and Stonewall McCracker. So
yeah, well, those are funny names at least.
Along with a lot of people who have died in America due to shootings lately. So thank you guys. We appreciate you getting us. We're getting a laugh out of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
do you have one more, or we got to go to break?
I think it's about it on the news.
All right, that's pretty much it for the news.
Oh,
also,
you know what? I do have one more.
Okay,
you see the new Assassin's Creed trailer?
No.
All right. Well, that's about it then.
You know what? We'll carry that over. I'll watch it during the break and check it out. And I wanted to let our listener know who said the ice fall is not funny. My mom messaged us and said the ice fall is hilarious. So
Kevin's
just
mom
chew on that.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Guy falling for 9 seconds. It's good stuff. All right.
Like
well, coming
that.
Up after this break, I still have a lot of things to get to. The study that suggests that beer can help you lose weight, the characteristics that men find irresistible, all that coming up right after this. You're listening to The Status Pro.
You're
listening to The Status Bro. You're listening to RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio. Status Bro.
Streaming live on RNCN and the RNCN app, realnewcn.com, and Talk Radio 1190 as well. You're listening to The Status Bro. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, what's going on?
And now feeling very old because I tried to do something hip during the break. I was like, dude, I'm going to use this Facebook Live thing for the first time. I can't figure it out.
Dude, whatever. I haven't been able to figure out Facebook Live, all right? Don't feel bad.
I'm on Googling and, okay, here. Let's do a little experiment here just to see how much...
You want
to
mess around with it for a second?
Let's see how much all of this stuff sucks.
All of what stuff sucks? See, Facebook on a phone?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm
all okay, right. It says log into Facebook iOS app or Android, whatever.
This is like a Facebook Live tutorial.
It kind of is. Okay, so let's say I went to my page.
Sure, you go to your page. I want to go to the Status Bro. Facebook app.
Right.
Okay, Status Bro.
There's
our post about going live 27 minutes ago.
Tap the top of your timeline,
uh-huh.
Newsfeed, or page. So where do you think that is?
The top of your timeline, newsfeed, or page.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
Where do I tap? What is this? What kind of BS is this?
I didn't go to Facebook school, all right? I went to radio school. That was my thing. That's what I'm good at.
I mean, this is such a J-O.
Maybe we... J-O?
Yeah.
Like a J-O-B?
No. Like it off.
Gotcha. The hand motion is what
it drives me nuts.
That whole bit.
You know what? I'll try to figure it out during the break because this whole thing is just I don't get it. I don't have to have somebody show it to me. Somebody younger than me, probably.
Yeah,
we'll see. Anyway, this is The Status Bro. We have a bunch of stuff to get to before the end of the show. We're with you till the top of the hour. And what should we do next? You want to talk about how drinking can help you lose weight? I got that on the brain because everyone always associates beer with
beer makes you fat.
I mean, the beer gut is a very common term tossed around these days.
Right.
Something I've been somewhat battling, trying to avoid as I get old. You know, once you turn 30, then you got to worry about that stuff.
Then you got to worry about it?
Yeah.
I think it's yeah, you're probably right.
No, I'm sure there's plenty of guys who developed a nice, healthy beer gut during their college years.
Really?
I just happen to be fortunate enough that my metabolism, I guess, burned enough off. I still don't, but I mean, this could be something in the near future.
Huh. You
don't know guys who got... Dude, beer gut in college?
There's some beer guts, man. It's funny, I knew a guy.
There's some guys when they're wearing the graduation gown, pregnant.
I think I mentioned him on the show before. I knew this guy that walked around wearing a pair of overalls, and that was it.
Didn't Is that the guy called the retard?
No.
Okay.
You talk about my ex-roommate who was like my best friend for life for like 4 years.
You don't have to...
I told that guy secrets that I would never tell the guy you call retard. Yeah,
I wasn't
identifying.
I mean, you don't have to call him out.
No, I'm calling you out.
I wasn't being specific.
I didn't think he was retarded. He was kind of a quiet dude, but sure, he did try his
best. Okay, but you're talking about the non-retarded guy.
Right, this guy, this guy's name was Joe, all right? That was his name. He's a big redneck dude. He would hang out at our place every once in a while and get drunk. This guy would drink a 30 of Keystone a day. That was his thing. Like, dude, that guy drank like nobody's business. And he had this
theory. Guy's got some problems.
Yeah, he said, you're not an alcoholic until you're out of college. I was like, dude, a 30 a day, you're an alcoholic.
You're not, dude, that's like leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah. He was like, oh, well,
you're out of control.
It's light beer. It's not that. I'm like, no, that's bad, man. A 30 a day is bad. $18 a day on booze. I can't think of $18 a day I spend on anything.
I can put away my share of booze, but I think a case would kill me.
A day? Yeah, and that includes like going to class and going to work.
And this wasn't like I'm guessing he wouldn't go home in the evening and pound 30 beers. He's one of these guys who'd wake up in the morning,
yes,
probably pound two or three beers.
He would wake up in the morning
and
finish the beer that he had left on half finished on his nightstand when he passed out. He'd top that off and then crack a new one. That was his thing. And at some point in the middle of the day, go to the store, get another 30. Yeah, that was, dude.
Well, if this article is true, then that guy should be skinny as a rail.
Right. Oh, he was pretty slim. That being said, I think the guy graduated like last month, so
So now he's an alcoholic.
Right, and also an alumni of the same school you and I graduated from. So really, really think that degree I got framed last month was totally worth it.
That doesn't mean anything. There's guys like this at every college.
I know.
I guarantee you.
How do they get away with it?
Plus, we're a college of how many students? Like 30-something thousand? 40,000?
42,000, I think.
Yeah, insane amount. There's going to be some ass clowns in there who can't handle it.
There's going to be the occasional ass clown, as it were.
Yes, absolutely. Checked out the Assassin's Creed trailer. I thought it looked gay. Not particularly interested.
The Kanye West music wasn't cool. Pretty much everything the internet said, that's what we thought.
It's exactly what I expected from another video game adaptation to feature film thing. It just was not interesting.
Right.
Not blowing me away. Except I love Michael Fassbender, so that is a bummer.
It really is the kind of flick, like most flicks nowadays, if it shows up on Netflix, I'll watch it. That's about it. Like, I will not pay to go see that in a movie theater. Yeah, not going to do it. Not going to go buy the popcorn and the drink and take my girlfriend. Not going to happen.
For a second, though, I want to defend my use of the word gay, because sometimes it bothers people. And, maybe it could be a politically incorrect connotation or whatever, but I'm not saying it in any kind of negative way to actual gay people.
You don't think?
No.
No, let's open this up for a second.
I'm very accepting of the gay community. I never, it's no problem at all. It's just you grow up in a culture, and it's a cultural word that means like something that's lame, or you say, "Oh, that's gay." Sure. Everybody says that,
right?
And that's the way I've always talked, and that's the way I use it. And so I'm not going to quit doing that.
But how do you think? Let me jump right into this.
I've known plenty of gay dudes I've been friends with who didn't care.
In the same way you use the term retard, right?
Correct.
Right.
It's a funny word. It's funny. That's why I use it.
Yeah, but if you say it's a funny word, people who are actually mentally challenged, don't you feel like they would be offended by that?
Well, if you think by using that word, I'm somehow against retarded people or making fun of them. No, it's
No. You're obviously not intending any malice when you say something.
I don't like to kowtow to all this politically incorrect BS that says you can't say these words anymore. All of a sudden, this is bad. I'm like, why? I'm not hurting anybody.
You say that and then you abbreviate BS for the radio because you know you can't say it.
Well, very true.
That's an FCC thing. That's not necessarily politics. That's just the way the game is played.
Right.
Right.
Me saying these words is just some people may, that's just Kevin being an ass. It's not against FCC.
Right. You don't think people get offended when you say that's gay?
No.
No?
No. I mean, come on. In casual conversation, when you're with people in normal everyday life, do you think that ever offends anyone? Do you hesitate to say that?
I don't say it anymore.
Never?
You haven't noticed.
No, I haven't.
No, I hardly ever say that that's gay.
Yeah, well, see, we're the status bro. We're supposed to be casual conversation among guys, and that's how we talk. It is in no way a homophobic or anything like that. No prejudice coming from this side of the table.
I don't want anybody to feel that way. That's all. I don't want anybody to feel like we are out to get anybody or anything like that. So if not saying one word, taking one thing out of my vocabulary does that, then great.
Well, everybody chooses to handle things different. I'm not going to quit doing it. That's just who I am.
Different strokes for different folks.
Right. And some people could say, if that's what if that's how you like to, just don't say it on the air. And I'm like, that doesn't work that way. It's an all or nothing kind of thing.
Either
I'm
going to
cut it out
it.
Of my life completely or, that kind of thing.
Right.
I got a message from a listener that says, you should ask someone you know who is homosexual if that bothers them. And I could do that because I don't think it does.
I could do that. Do you know anybody that's homosexual?
Yeah, many.
Really?
We have a couple of good family friends who are gay. My cousin Ryan is married to a guy in Massachusetts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we... You have any of their phone numbers?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to ambush them on the air.
Right.
But it's something we could plan for next show.
Yeah, maybe.
This is a conversation we never got into before.
No,
I've just
haven't.
Always done it for 3 years.
Right.
And without thinking about it.
I used to do it back when we started doing the show, but after a while, I was like, I feel like maybe people don't like that, so I kind of just stopped doing it.
If there was
I don't say retard much either.
If we were deluged by people saying that this bothers me, I don't think you should do that anymore, then don't. It's kind of like I don't use the F word, not the four-letter F word, the one that relates to homosexuality.
Oh,
so
that one is absolutely off-limits.
See, that's off-limits, and I understand that because that's one that's very hard-hitting and offensive in a sense. I think when I say the trailer for Assassin's Creed is gay, I don't think that's offensive.
No. But you wouldn't say it's... you would never call it straight.
Well, no.
No.
But as well as I do, it's a cultural thing. Growing up, that was just always a term that people used.
Sure.
Everybody threw around.
I know. You're just... Of course it was. But at the same time, using it in a negative way, saying that sucks is equal to that's gay, implies that the word gay is negative.
I guess
a negative connotation to the word, to the title.
I have a feeling this is one of those things that I'm gonna get blown up on.
I know. We should probably
get a bunch of messages
and emails. Let's pull the sheet on that. I think we both said our piece.
Yeah, I think it's fine. So anyway.
How does beer make you lose weight? What's the score there?
Okay, this says a new study. Researchers at Oregon State suggests that this high-calorie drink might not be as hazardous to your health as you might have thought. They use mice to test the effects of beer.
They use mice?
How do you serve a mice a brewski?
With an eyedropper?
How do you serve a mouse a brewski?
Yeah. What's a mice drink? A mouse's drink.
You just have like a little tiny frosty mug. studies found that flavor-fronted beer helped the mice lose weight, even lowered their cholesterol levels.
Really?
Using 48 mice, researchers split them into two groups. One group was given 30 to 60 milligrams of the active ingredient booze every day for 12 weeks. The other was not. Both groups were had high-fat diets. Okay, so this is saying beer and high-fat. I mean, we should be in great shape between the amount of beer and buffalo wings we consume.
Yeah, see, that's what makes me think this isn't adding up. Like, I can think of a ton of people, a ton of dudes, even women, that have had beer and high-fat diets that are not exactly trim, you know?
Well, according to Men's Health, the body gives alcohol special treatment. It's fast-tracked straight from the stomach to the bloodstream,
yeah,
and then to the liver. Half the alcohol will be absorbed in just 10 minutes after having a drink, and all of it within an hour. Faster if you drink on an empty stomach. Oh, dude, I'm golden.
The trick is just have nothing in your stomach.
This has to be why I'm thin.
I gotta be honest. Let me break that down.
Okay, there's a negative here. There's another side of the coin if you want. It says, don't rush to the store just yet. Researchers say you would need to drink 3,500 pints of beer in 24 hours to get the same result as the mice. So your roommate who downs he might be on the right track, but
why he's so slim.
If you drink too much, they're saying obviously you can kill your liver.
I mean, the guy wasn't a string bean. But,
you're in bad shape.
You know, let me analyze this real quick,
please, because we're running over on time. So
a
make it
mouse
quick.
On a high fat diet is not equivalent to a human on a high fat diet. I don't know what a mouse is eating that qualifies as high fat, but I doubt it's like, you know, a Big Mac with fries. And mice,
well, that's a good point. There's some variables here, no doubt.
Mice by body size got to get way more exercise than we do, dude. Mice don't have 9-to-5 office gigs. They don't.
They're not sitting in a computer.
Yeah, they have hamster wheels they can run around on, all right? And they got four legs to do it. Like, we're just walking around upright like a couple of chumps.
All right. You may have a point.
Yeah.
Well, we do have to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to talk about the 6 physical features that men can't resist, why your skin looks horrible after drinking, and if we have time, some more of the bizarre sexual facts of the world. We'll be right back on the Status Bro on RNCN.
Where I come from, keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow.
Just as creepy as me, I didn't go to boarding schools.
You're listening to RNCN, the number one source for premium talk radio.
Boys will be boys. This is the Status Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Status Bro streaming live on RNCN. RealNewsCN.com.
I got a question for you. AC/DC question.
Go for it.
Brian Johnson, right?
Yeah.
It's a shame. Guy's a hearing shot. He can't play any more live concerts.
May we note that we saw him not 2 weeks before this happened.
I know. That's one of those things in life, like, I'll never forget.
It has to be like one of three of his last shows.
Yeah. Like 13 days later, it comes out like, we'll never play a live concert again. Yep. Nuts. They got Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses filling in. I'm sure he's looking forward to disappointing AC/DC fans as much as his own. Do you think Brian Johnson will still do in-studio recordings with AC/DC?
Because
there he can. That's something I read an article. Like, he could still record an album. That's not a problem. Just doing it live, that's the problem.
The thing is, yeah. I think a lot of the feeling of accomplishment, the rush, the reason these guys keep doing it, their love for the music directly relates to their ability to create, write, perform a studio album with new great tunes that people love. AC/DC did it years ago with Black Ice. They had Rock and Roll Train, a bunch of other hits off that album. Then they come out with a new one. You got Play Ball, several good ones.
Yeah,
they do it again. And then they go on tour and they perform these new songs. And I think that's what gives them almost like the new energy. Like, that's a lot of the fun part, is being able to get out there and perform the new tracks, which they did. They opened, I can't think of the other big one, Rock or Bust. their biggest hit from their most recent album. They opened with that when we went and saw them.
Right.
I mean, they have to love getting on stage and debuting those songs. Don't you think Brian Johnson's going to think it kind of sucks to record these songs in the studio and then somebody else gets to go out on tour with them and do it?
Yes. On the flip side of that, I mean, I can't help but feel like I would want to be a part of it in any way if I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'd still be on the CD.
You make this great music, and then Axl Rose gets to draft off your hard work and still do the Guns N' Roses reunion?
Yes, you're right. It sucks, but still, like, you get, like, a million downloads on iTunes. Would you rather be Axl Rose's voice or yours? I mean, I'd rather be me. I just would.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because at least he gets to stick it to him. Like, you're singing the songs I did initially. You're trying to imitate me. Like, that's what you get the joy of.
But I would think studio recordings for artists like this are much more work than the tour. The tour is the rush. The tour is the fun. The getting out there and doing it live. I mean, in the studio where you do 126 recordings back-to-back, like, that can't be nearly as satisfying as getting out on tour.
All right. Maybe there's something.
I don't know, though. I'm not a musician. I mean, I am. I play a little guitar, but I've never done... I don't do live shows. I don't write music. I don't know what these guys go through.
Something I didn't ask you about when we went to that AC/DC concert, which was great, by the way, thank you for the ticket.
You're welcome.
They opened with Rock or Bust, of course. Did you think that sucked, or do you think that was cool?
Oh, I thought that was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm all about, dude.
You think they should open with Thunderstruck or Shook Me All Night Long or something, yeah, like Highway to Hell, maybe?
LCD Sound System, when they were shutting down, made a documentary about their last concert, and the documentary had a great title, Shut Up and Play the Hits. That's how I feel about every concert ever. I'm like, just play the hits, dude.
But come on, AC/DC does manage to play just about every hit.
Yeah, well,
they knock it out of the park.
Yes.
The one thing, the song they never play is the one we just heard, Big Gun.
I know.
They've only done that live, I think, like two or three times.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I think it's a great tune. I would have loved to hear that live.
Yeah. Eminem's got a couple tunes like that.
What, he just doesn't do them live?
Yeah, he's got like two or three that just does not do live, period.
All right, well, how's... I mean, this sucked. Remember the time you didn't end up going to that Aerosmith concert that I went to?
Dude.
The one with ZZ Top. Great show.
Let's... hold on. We should preface this for a second. We weren't in Dallas when that happened, okay? I was in high school in Houston.
Right, we didn't know each other.
And they had this awesome tour coming through. It came through Houston and Dallas. It was a U.S. tour. It was Aerosmith with ZZ Top opening. That was going to be so sick.
It was great.
I went to the local venue. I bought a $60 ticket. I was suspended from work for 7 days because my manager stole...
How'd you take it for $60? I remember dropping $120 for that show.
Yeah, it was an outdoor venue for me. My manager at the movie theater I was working at stole $100 and pinned it on me, which was a shame. So I was suspended from work for 7 days. On the 7th day of work suspension, that was a concert. So I didn't ask off because I was suspended. Didn't have to worry about it. Turns out they scheduled me anyway, which was a problem. That aside, I had a choice. I could either go to the concert and get fired to go to a concert, or go to work.
And at that age, I would have gone to the show.
And skip the concert. And everybody,
in the long run, that job, you won't care about.
Everybody in my life told me I should have gone to the concert.
Rocks.
And I'm a sap, and I didn't. I went to work, and I didn't even make the money back that evening. It sucked. I made like $54, so it totally wasn't worth it. And in retrospect,
not worth it.
I have always wished I went to the concert instead. Always. Well, I'll regret that for the rest of my life.
Well, if this makes you feel better on the Shut Up and Play the Hits thing, Aerosmith did not play Sweet Emotion.
You're right. They didn't play Sweet Emotion. But
major letdown for me.
I find out later in life, they rolled to Dallas the next night. And one Mr. Ebeling went to the concert that I was going to go to the next night after. You went to the exact same one, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I wish I had gone.
It was great.
Yeah.
And speaking of opening with the big hits, Aerosmith opened with Eat the Rich. Not one of their like more well-known tracks, but
I can't even think of it right now.
It's just an awesome tune to open with, and I loved it. I thought it was super cool. The same way Rock or Bust. Rock or Bust was an explosive, badass AC/DC song to come out on stage with. I was perfectly satisfied with that. They, as far as I can remember, they only played those two tracks off the new album. They played Rock or Bust and Play Ball, and everything else was classics.
I'm curious.
And they played for, God, I mean...
I was like 2 hours.
Or long, I wouldn't say it was like 2:45.
Yeah, that was
just Angus's
around.
Guitar solo on the tail end of that show was a solid like 17 minutes.
I don't know for sure, but I have to assume when the guitarist is rocking a guitar solo for like 17 minutes and none of the other band members are there, they're all backstage doing drugs. I didn't know. I just have to assume. I mean, why wouldn't they be, right?
Be honest. Everybody's like, oh, dude, Axl shredding for so long was the greatest ever. I was bored.
Yep, me too.
I'm like, damn it, come on, dude, move on. Play another tune. Like
a 17-minute guitar solo is a little much, man.
I don't want to hear AC/DC's guitar solos. I just don't.
I just don't.
I want to hear Brian Johnson screaming out some lyrics. I want to hear Angus banging out some awesome shredding guitar. That's what I want to hear. The collaboration. I want to hear the whole group. I don't want to hear solo. You know, I just don't.
They say
I didn't pay for that.
Zeppelin back in the day, back in their heyday when John Bonham was still around before he died of drinking too much booze.
Yeah,
he used to play.
Which is funny because Bon Scott, the original AC/DC lead singer, also died from drinking too much booze.
Right. It happens to the best of us. He used to play 27-minute drum solos.
I'm out.
A drum
I
solo.
I hate drum solos. Dude. I just can't get on board with that. And that's when I go get a beer and a cigarette.
My logic behind going backstage and doing drugs is because that's exactly what Led Zeppelin was doing. They were all backstage like doing lines. Yep. Yeah, but dude, 27. Yeah, I'd be out. I'd be like, well, that's enough for me. Here's my question. Did Aerosmith play a cool encore? What'd they play?
This is one of the greatest parts.
Really?
Aerosmith did not play an encore.
Really?
Really, no joke.
Left the building, huh?
Left the building straight up. First time I've ever seen that at any rock concert.
I don't know if I've ever seen that ever.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing. Okay, can we move on from this?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
we have like 1 minute left. I wanted to talk about the six physical features men can't resist according to science.
All right, yeah, hit me with it.
Number one, a wider waist to hips ratio.
For chicks?
Yeah.
Yep.
That is pretty irresistible.
Sign me up.
Yep. Says apparently the waist and hips are related to childbirth, making men think, okay, I don't care about the science of it.
Right. I don't care about the science.
This one is totally true, and I hate that it's true. A high voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can kind of see
girls with a high voice kind of always makes you want to bang her.
I don't know why that is.
Doesn't make me want to date her. It could be annoying, but a high voice is there's somewhat something appealing about it.
Yeah.
Healthy hair.
Healthy hair?
Yeah, hair that looks good is attractive.
Yeah, not particularly frizzy, sure.
Guys aren't that good at pinpointing that. Like, my girlfriend or many women I've dated over the years would be like, oh, God, I can't. My hair looks terrible today.
Right.
Like, it looks the same as always.
It looks the same.
I don't know what to tell you. This is one that I definitely relate to. Smiles.
Smiles?
Yes. A good smile goes a long way.
All right, yeah.
I don't know that I agree with this. Less makeup.
Yeah. Depends.
I don't know that I want a chick with no makeup.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Chicks are different. Same with dudes. Everybody's got different faces.
We don't know the white around a makeup. All right, the very last one, and this you cannot deny, wearing red.
Really?
Red anything is
like
hot.
It's like a red Corvette.
Red
right.
lipstick, red tops, red
crimson,
heels,
yeah,
red anything.
Scarlet. Oh.
Anytime it's that bright red, it's pretty much always hot.
Right over the edge.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
Anyway. That's pretty much all we have for this week. Status, bro.
It's always over so fast.
RNCN, also RNCN. On Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, signing off with Zach the Unblood Lewis.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys next Saturday. Real women come equipped with scripts and fake press. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro. RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio.